I just wanted very briefly to address the question about the bylaws and the authority and stuff. The section you read, I was talking about the same section, but I want to highlight a part of it because it sounds like maybe it went by. Now, this is referring to the LSBs, not the PNB, and that's a bit of an issue. But the part I want to highlight is the very end of what you read, which says that in the powers and duties of the LSBs, it says to ensure that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for programming evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner. Now, to me, the key word in there is collaborative, because right now, it doesn't say who's supposed to collaborate, but right now, if it's just in the hands of management, there is no assurance that anything is done in a collaborative manner, certainly not in a manner that involves anybody except the management and the existing staff. There's nothing about involving other people in any kind of collaborative process. And
well, maybe not the existing staff either.
Well,
let Henry finish and I'll put you back on the stack if you want to.
Well, no, I just want to, to highlight that clause because I think that is a legitimate, not only gives us some kind of legal basis, but it's meaningful. One of our responsibilities should be to ensure that this is not run like a top-down hierarchy, maybe the way a commercial station would be, that there is some kind of a fair and collaborative process that we set up, or that should be set up, and this is an attempt to implement that. I'm true.
What I'd like to do is to get a sense from you all of whether you want to pursue some version of this. You've sort of heard what we think it was intended to do, what the bylaws ask for. There's been some criticisms of being too bureaucratic. I'd like people to just respond. Would you like to work further on this to try to make it perhaps simpler or a little different or, change it in some way that we would like to send it back to the PNB? Do you think that that's something you would like to do? So I'll just take a stack on that, and let me say I would like to do it. I Alex was too modest. He was basically the initiator of this, and it's been an idea of kicking around for a long time, and I think it's been kicking around for a long time because it's really needed. So I'm inclined to send it back, and to work on it to make it so that it reads less like a straitjacket and more like an opportunity.
Well, I gotta take that, Henry.
George.
Yeah, go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I want to support what George just said. Yeah, we spent a lot of time, trying to work out the kinks in this, and I don't think that we've worked them all out. And I personally have thought about this since we, finished it, and have a few ideas I'd like to throw out. But, I just think that this is, and several people have said it, I think we need to take the intent and improve upon it. I think this is a viable proposal.
Anyone else want to speak to it?
Me.
Janet, go ahead.
I don't think the model at hand is exactly viable, but I think the need to create a voice for this a channel of expression for this, I don't know, whatever it is, this ripple of programming, a desire to create programs and to help that way and to push them forward. I think that we do need a vehicle to have that happen and to have them have these ideas be, reviewed and respected. I think that would really be helpful, and it should be really as simple and fluid as possible so that the ideas, are not, they're not a big horrible challenge to the PD's ego or whatever, but just that they're actually, that we can all kind of consider them and think on it, and try to make it happen if it's a serious proposal. I mean, we have to, in a way, to get this thing moving. You know, Pacifica.
Anybody else want to speak to it?
Kimmy, can I say something?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, even though I have lots of issues with this, I think we should continue the dialogue. But I was also going to clarify that I was not suggesting that the local committees take the place of the suggested council, but that we as sort of like acting like the council, somehow work with the committees who are already there. But that was my suggestion. But I would like to suggest that we continue the conversation.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to it? Okay, so I think that we have a consensus that we need to move forward. We'd like to continue the conversation. And then the question is how. And my suggestion is that people who want to work on this put together a draft of an alternative version of it and send it out to the committee as soon as they can. And we'll consider those drafts next time for, what we want to keep, what we want to leave out, whatever. Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Any objection to that?
No.
Okay, good. Hearing none.
Is that a motion?
That's thank you.
Consensus that we will move forward and continue this conversation on a programming, what is it, a programming committee?
Program council. And
programming. Program.
Right.
And
members are encouraged to submit drafts in writing of what they'd like to see.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Next item on the agenda, and we have, what is it, it's 9:49, we've got about 50 minutes, so 40 minutes. So the next item on the agenda is the Spanish language programming.
George.
Lawrence?
Yeah, I was wondering if we, at some point, if we could move up. Paul wasn't here on time, and I apologize for that. But I was wondering if we could move on number 11.
Which is what, the KPFK?
Yeah, motion on Arbitrons.
Is there any objection to doing that? It's related to the issues, clearly.
George?
What? Yeah?
I'll take your word on it. Maybe one of you could brief us on the,
well, Lawrence,
not just the CAN issue, but the how they're connected as well.
Lawrence, would you do that?
Do you want me to read the motion, or just give the general sense of
give the general sense of it, and if we decide to move it up and discuss it, send it out to the progress.
Okay, it's essentially saying that Pacifica should desist.
That Pacifica should
desist all use of avatars, or to it more accurately counts minority communities and members, and is granted media ratings council accreditation. What happens was that there was a ruling in court where the California Attorney General sued Arbitron for its portable people meter ratings methodology that underrepresents African American and Latino listeners in its surveys in the state's largest cities. Whereas Arbitron reached a settlement with the Attorney General and with City Attorney of Los Angeles and San Francisco relating to the marketing and commercialization of PPM, which is a portable people meter, in Los Angeles, Riverside, San Bernardino, Sacramento, San Diego, San Francisco, and San Jose, and California. Whereas the settlement announced March 26 mandates that Arbitron change its methods by December 31st, 2012 to count minority listeners more accurately And whereas Arbitron earlier pledged to use all reasonable measures to achieve Media Rating Council accreditation for the data produced by the PPM rating survey service in all of California markets. I just have another two paragraphs real quick. Therefore, the Program Oversight Committee recommends that the station manager and the local station board desist from using Arbitron measures until all corrective actions have been taken and the policies MRC accreditation for the Southern California markets, and further that the KPFA local station board recommends to the PNB that no Pacifica station shall use Arbitron measures until all corrective actions have been taken and Arbitron receives MRC accreditation for all signal areas.
Wow, so I second it. That's great.
George.
Okay, so the Lawrence is asking us to change the agenda. Let me just ask people to speak to that, whether they want to change the agenda or continue with the agenda. So,
George.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a position one way or the other. I don't have any problem with changing the agenda if that's what folks want to do. I don't care. But what I still don't understand what is the relationship between, you know, how does this motion on the Arbitrons affect the discussion on Spanish language programming? I'm just not getting it. And then that's one thing. Okay, and then number two, I don't know too much about the radio industry, so some of the, Lawrence, you use some, the abbreviations, and I don't know what that stuff means.
So are we discussing this now? Can we move this?
Let's do the second first. What are the abbreviations mean, Lawrence?
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have read those out. I thought I did. MRC is Media Ratings Council. PPM is Portable People Meter.
Yeah, well, those things have a meaning. They affect something. They have a function. So that's what we need to understand, I guess.
Okay, the motion.
The PPMs are things that people wear. And they measure, they record if a radio signal is being listened to in the area. It's the way that Arbitron does their sort of sampling to figure out who's listening to what. But they only listen in certain neighborhoods. They only use them in certain neighborhoods. So it's really skewed against the Latino and African American communities. It's really horrible, which is why that this whole case happened that Lawrence told us about.
I'm sorry, George. Are we discussing this? Did we change the
agenda? No, we aren't discussing it. We're discussing whether to discuss it.
Okay.
Yeah, the reason I thought they were related is for what Russell just said, which is that our procedures are. The implication is that by using the Arbitrons, we're systematically undercounting the listeners and using those systematically undercounted. Results to make programming decisions which will disadvantage that community, and the intention of the Spanish language programming community motion that was passed by the PMB was to reach out to those communities. So that's why I thought they were related.
What is the question? A point of information?
The question is,
discuss
the Arbitron thing or the other?
I have a question about our use of the Arbitrons. Do we actually subscribe to the Arbitrons?
Yes, we do.
We do? Who? At Pacifica as a unit or as the individual station?
I believe every station now subscribes.
I was not under that impression that each individual station subscribed to the Arbitrons. In fact, I was not under that impression at all.
Well, I know
because
it's true.
We at WBAI do not get, we steal other people's Arbitrons, but we do not subscribe at all. So I'm curious to know whether Pacifica actually does and whether we actually have any kind of statistical feedback on our programming.
Let me just change this conversation a bit, because we're discussing the Arbitron things de facto. Is there any objection to Lawrence's suggestion of discussing the Arbitron resolution from KPFK prior to discussing the resolution on Spanish language programming. Okay, there is no objection.
No,
okay.
No objection.
Well, let me just as to respond to that point as information. I know that they're done at KPFT, and I know we subscribe. I gather they're done at KPFK. Who's here from KPFA?
Yes, they are here.
They're done there and at W?
That's PFW?
Yeah.
Our local guide told us that he's using it recently.
Yes, okay. So that's the situation.
Well, not at the AI.
Okay.
I would seriously doubt that.
No, we do.
This is our lead point of information.
Huh?
We do use them, Janet.
We use them, but I don't think we subscribe to them. I think we steal them. So I don't think we actually formally use them. But anyway, we can still adjust.
Well, therefore,
we do or we don't.
I'm sorry. Russell, would you say what you think the situation is?
Yeah,
and we'll let Janet say what she thinks the situation is.
Whenever there are discussions at WBAI about various aspects of the station, Arbitron figures are thrown out and are used and are used to make arguments. And it doesn't matter whether or not for the issue that Lawrence is raising, it doesn't really matter whether or not let me just finish the point though. Thank you, Janet.
Okay.
But whether or not we buy them, you know, subscribe to it and pay for it, or whether we take it from somebody else, which we probably shouldn't do, and we certainly shouldn't be discussing that in a public...
Excuse me.
However we get them, we do use them for making decisions, and therefore the discussion of the Arbitron stuff is completely relevant to what's going on with the AI as well. Yeah.
Okay, Lawrence, you have the floor for the discussion of the KPFK motion. What would you like from this committee about that?
Well, I'd like this committee to take a position on it, vote it up or down, and send it to the PNB, to the whole PNB, for decision making process. The motion that I just read, and I just want to provide sort of like a disclaimer. This is only to they get their act together and start addressing minority communities in an appropriate fashion, in a fair and equitable fashion. That's what the motion says, and they're supposed to do that according to the court order in December of this year.
Mr. Kinney, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I apologize.
And Connie, did you want to be on the stack? That's fine.
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
Okay, so I'm Kenny, then Benito, and so what I heard was, Lawrence, would you send that out by email to the Prague list so everybody had it in front of us?
I did.
Alex
did.
On the stack on this. Okay, so I hear, let me see, I hear Akine, Benito,
hello?
Alex.
Can anybody hear me?
Who's that?
This is Ali. I said
Ali, welcome back.
A while back, I never left.
Oh, didn't know you were here.
I've been trying to get in on this for the last 5 minutes.
I couldn't hear you.
I heard it. Well, anyway, you're here now. You'd like to be on the stack?
Yeah, I've been on since 6.
Put you on at the end of the stack, or you want to be on somewhere else?
I just had a point of information about a question a few minutes ago.
Okay, what's the point of information?
As regarding KPFK and the Arbitrons, what KPFK gets is a monthly summary. It's the lowest possible cost subscription to the Arbitrons. We used to get the highest level, which was daily breakdowns by 15-minute segments, but right now what we get is a monthly breakdown. It doesn't give us hour-by-hour, day-by-day information, just a general summary. That's all.
Okay. George. I'm sorry. Who's that?
I'd like to get on the stack again at some point, maybe at the end.
Okay. So I got. Where is it? I've got Ankine, Benito, Alex, Lawrence. Okay. Go ahead, Ankine.
Excuse me. Yes. I was wondering if we can get the actual case and look at it and also get the actual proposal. I like to read the case myself and look at what's been written about it. Just do a little bit of reading. I know, I'm sorry, Lars, I know you've read this before, and I kind of been lazy about following up, but I really like to have that opportunity before I vote on this to look at it.
Point of information?
Well, just a moment. Did you want to make a motion to postpone until that happens, or what did you want to do, Anthony?
Is that what it takes to do a motion? I'm new at this, so yes, okay.
That would be, yeah, if you want, if that's what you want.
And who is talking?
Ankine?
Yes. Well, I'll get the spelling. Ankine.
Just a point of information, George?
Yes.
I would like to sunset that motion, perhaps for next month, because I've sent this out a couple of times already. I'll send it out again tomorrow, but, you know, I've sent it out a couple of times. I sent it to you back in, what, June, I believe? So.
This is including the legal case itself?
Including the legal case, the whole package.
The whole thing?
Yeah. I'll send it again, no problem.
Okay.
So, Ankina wants to postpone consideration. I think we can discuss the issue itself and the postponement at the same time. Benito?
Yeah, my gut tells me that we should support the motion, because I think we all know about, even I know something about Arbitron. I know that they don't serve our interests as people of color. And I just have one question, I asked a little while ago, but I still don't understand how we vote, no matter if we support the motion or don't support the motion. I don't see how this is related to the Spanish language programming issue.
Can I have a direct response to that, George?
Well, you're on the stack, Lawrence, and you'll get a chance to.
All right.
Alex, is there anything else, Benito?
No, that's my basic question.
Okay. Alex.
This issue of the bias of the use of the portable people meter is not new. It was raised when people meter first came out, which I think it's about 2.5 or 3 years going on now. And I think the particular argument that I heard, and I'm not sure that I didn't get a chance to look at this case, I'm not sure that's the argument argued in the California courts, but the particular argument was that the use of the people meter was based on people having a landline telephone, and there was statistical evidence that people of color have a smaller percentage of landline telephones than other people, and that's probably correct. So,
say that again, that people of color what?
They had a smaller percentage of landline phones, because in order to get a landline phone, you have to pay a deposit. You have to go various stuff. It's a lot easier just to get a cell phone these days. And that's probably correct as far as it goes, but there's another aspect to it that you should be aware about. A lot of young people of various income brackets and various ethnic backgrounds don't use landline phones these days.
Right.
They basically do everything on cell phones or smartphones or online. So it also would be discriminatory against young people as well. That being said, I do think we need some way to measure what our audience is listening to. Where the people meter is being used, the Arbitron cannot be a good measure, and I do hope they straighten this out. It doesn't, by the way, have any application to WBAI. We haven't been able to afford
Right.
They had Arbitrons for at least 2 years,
right.
maybe three
right.
years. I forget exactly how long.
That's right. We borrow.
I don't know how many of our stations are actually doing anything with Arbitrons. I guess LA does it a little bit. I don't know if KPFA uses them, or our Houston station, or PFW, but I can't tell you. It has no relevance to the WBAI situation.
No.
So I'll support the motion, but I'm not sure what it all amounts to. What we do at WBAI, by the way, is we look at the internet statistics. That's basically the only measure we have to go on, and that gives us a sort of a very rough estimate. But
no
that's about all we can do.
No estimate whatsoever.
Right.
Well, that's not true. You can extrapolate.
You can do that.
You can extrapolate.
Please, no crosstalk. No, please. Alex has the floor. If you want to get on stage, just say so.
That's all I have to say about that. It's not a new issue for me. I've heard about this for at least 3 years now.
Lawrence.
I didn't know I was next. Okay, I thought I was at the bottom of the stack.
That's the bottom of the stack.
Okay. A couple of things here.
Let me just check. Anybody else want to speak who hasn't spoken yet? It's you, Lawrence.
Okay. So should I go, George?
Yeah.
Okay. So just a few things here. There's an affirmation from the California Supreme Court that affirmed that these mythologies are biased against the Latino population and African American population. So, regardless of whether we borrow them or not, or whether we, discreetly borrow them, somebody said steal, we're still using them, and they've been already declared that they are biased, and to the point where they have to take corrective action. So the spirit of our motion is that corrective action be taken and that we support it, and we not condone the kind of bias mythology that are going on with Arbitrons. Now, in regard to Spanish language programming, I guess to the member that spoke about that, I guess you could take it at face value, I mean that it also measures Spanish language speaking people. I don't know. Or whether it's a bilingual Latino population, I don't know. But it does speak to the fact that it's been affirmed and by the Supreme Court and the city attorneys as well, city decisions. So I'm hoping that this committee takes a position on it, send it to the PNB at some point. I don't object to Antonin's wanting to get the decision and read it and all of that. I don't object to that. But I'm hoping that we could take care of that and address it tonight, if we could, gain some sort of consensus on this. Thank you.
Russell, do you have a step?
Yeah, go ahead, Russell.
I just wanted to say that given the decision by the court, it follows that, therefore, decisions made by Arbitron the court is right, and I presume that they are, then Arbitron decisions based on Arbitron rulings are biased against Latino and black neighborhoods and communities. So I don't think, that's why this is relevant to the question of the Spanish communities. Last time, Benito, you were discussing a desire for a scientific understanding of how our communities are listening to the radio. But one of the prime quasi-scientific means for making such decisions has been Arbitron, and now we see that is not an indicator of the science. We really have to go by really the demographics of the neighborhood of our communities much more than we can go by that kind of metric for how we make the decisions we make. That's why this is relevant to the PNB motion about the Spanish language programming.
Anybody else want to speak?
Yeah. Who just spoke?
That was Russell.
Russell,
okay, yeah. Thanks.
I just want to ask a question, really,
okay.
About, the metrics of how we guess who's listening or how one's listening. Alex introduced the topic of, measure of the of who's listening online, who's listening to the broadband stream. Which is going to be, it'll be a different. It is a different. What do you call it when you?
Different demographic.
Different demographic.
Totally.
Different. Yeah, completely different. Not that it should be ignored, but it's got to be something else because people are listening on a computer, and possibly in a different, a whole different setting. So what method do we have for judging whether programs are attracting an audience or not? I don't even know that I care exactly about this. Maybe we just sort of have that collective buzz or not. But if we're going to, dispose of the arbitrons for the reasons that are raised, is there any metric that we do approve of?
A point of information, George, if I could.
Yeah, now remember, point of information is a question.
Oh.
It's been, I will throw that.
Okay.
Not an answer.
I guess I want to speak a bit to that. And also to Benito's question.
Can I get Benito's
question? Yeah, I will. We did actually put on Spanish language programming. It was coming out of KPFK. It didn't get great times, but it was put on. I think it was tried at two different times, and it was, I'm told it was three or four different pledge drives. It didn't raise much money, and on the basis of it not raising much money and really no evidence for there being an audience for it, it was taken off the air. Now, I think that we were actually using the Arbitrons at that time, but I'm not really sure. But in any case, had we been using them, it would have been significant, the bias in the way Arbitron selects its sample. To answer Janet's question, I don't think we have anything else that tells us who's listening. If we have it, I'm sure not aware of it, and perhaps somebody else could speak to that. And I'm not happy about throwing out the whole thing. Because the sample is biased. You can correct for that.
Are you a person of color, George?
No, I'm not a person of color.
Yeah, I think it's relevant if you're a person
Please
of color.
Let me finish speaking. Please let me finish speaking. You have a chance to get back on the stack if you want. So I'm not happy with that. We don't have any other method at all of finding out. One of the information that provides for us is just how small our listenership is. In the areas that we're in, which is useful information. It gives you, relative sample sizes for different shows. Again, if you think that the content of the show is such that the bias matters, then you probably want to take that into account to try to use it. But to say that because it's biased, we shouldn't use it at all, it doesn't really make sense to me. So I'm not inclined to support it. That we just don't use it at all. And let me say that there's nothing wrong with, as far as I can see, the people meetings are, as I understand it, the right way to do it, because it just, you don't have to fill in a book, you don't have to do anything, you just have to be present while the thing is on. Whether you're listening to it or not is another matter, but at least it gets rid of that sort of reporting bias about these things. And the sampling is always a problem whenever you do any kind of surveys like this. Trying to get your sample accurate, and I don't know whether Arbitron is trying or not, but trying to get your sample accurate is always a problem.
So if you don't know if it's accurate, why do we use it?
That's right.
Margie Murray for the stack.
Okay, so anyway, that's my feelings about it. That's why I think it has some utility, and I would hate to throw out the whole thing. Let's see. Margie, you haven't spoken yet. Go ahead.
Russell for the stack, too.
And Lawrence, too, please.
Okay, Lawrence, you're ahead of Russell for people who've spoken already. And anybody else who hasn't spoken already.
I haven't spoken on this.
Hi, this is Margie Murray.
Yep. I haven't spoken yet on this issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put you right after Margie Murray. Go ahead, Margie.
Hi. I just happen to know that for a lot of funding reasons, people do look to the Arbitrons. It does show tendencies whether you're gaining or losing listeners. I agree with Lauren on the fact that this case needs to go forward and to see any remedies that can be used for it right now. But I know right now there is a huge ratings war to gain Spanish community listeners in English and Spanish being used right now very heavily by other. I do think they serve a metric for the program director to look at, and they would have to weigh in the fact that they have been shown to be faulty. But at this point in time, it's the only game in town that's being used to establish ratings, which then translate to listeners and translate to possible funding. So I just thought I would throw that idea into the mix.
Russell.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, George, but I just want to disagree very strongly, because Arbitron is there to help commercial enterprises pick airtime and market airtime. That's the point of Arbitron. It's not there for a community radio station whose mission is to educate the population, the communities of its listening area, and to spread understanding between diverse groups. That's our mission. That's the mission of Pacifica. That's not what Arbitron's mission is. Arbitron's mission is to sell subscriptions to radio stations in order to help them maximize their profits in commercial radio by selling airtime to commercial sponsors. These are completely fundamentally divergent missions. So the using Arbitron at all has got to be problematic for us in the first place. But especially when we're considering very, very important issues, which is directly in the Pacifica mission of getting our message, getting education and information out to the communities of color, the communities who are underrepresented in other media and in radio, this has got to be a fundamental concern. Our mission, even though we need to make money to sustain ourselves, that's true. Our mission is not to maximize our profits. We're a non-profit organization. Using Arbitron has got to be a questionable matter for us, especially when it comes to thinking about representing the communities who are underrepresented in other media, which is really what we're about. So I really want to object to the idea of sort of degree zero hypothesis here has got to be, well, because it's the only sampling game in town, therefore it has to be the only, we must use it. That doesn't follow, because it's the only sampling game in town based on premises that are divergent from the very conditions, the very premises that we're based on.
Who's that speaking right now?
Well, he was addressing what I said.
Well, Margie. I'll put you back on the stack, Margie.
Back on the stack. Thank you.
I'll accept the question.
Alex, put me back on the stack.
Benito as well.
Okay. Benito, have you spoken on this issue at all?
I don't even remember. I asked the question that of Lawrence, and both he and Russell responded.
I'll put you back on the stack. Okay, so...
Okay, I'll stop.
I have Lawrence, then Margie, then Alex, then Benito.
I understand everybody's concern, just to be equitable and fair. I understand everybody's concern. I understand Margie's concerns. But, this This is sort of like Mendoza versus the state of California, Brown versus Board of Education. This was a precedent-setting decision, affirming the decision that was made in New York, I believe 3 years ago, as Alice was talking about. So, and we're not saying let's throw out the water. Let's throw out, I guess, the water before the horse, or, you know, one of those things.
The baby with the bathwater.
Baby with the bathwater. Well, I don't like the talking those terms, but in any event, you know what I mean. So it's saying that we follow legal precedent until those corrective actions are taken. And those corrective actions and those remedies have to be taken by December of this year. So, in effect, what we're saying is that, you know, what the motion is saying is that you support the motion to December of this year. December of this year. See if those actions have been taken to remedy, you know, maybe I shouldn't say bias, George. Maybe the faulty information that has come about the portable people meter and the Media Rating Council accreditation. So, I mean, you know, I think one way that we could, you know, come up with a mythology is by coming up with a program council that actually listens to the listeners and actually, you know, takes those things into effect. This way we could really develop and use programming effectively from the communities and from listeners, all listeners, not just any particular segment of listeners. But, you know, we have to look at that a lot of listeners are underrepresented, you know, and this decision upholds it, and it directs remedies to be taken. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of remedies have been taken legally, like Mendoza versus the state of California, which was a decision to desegregate the schools where Mexican Americans were going to. And as well as Latinos. And the Board of Education, Brown versus the Board of Education, everybody knows what that is. So, I mean, this is a decision that it's almost to that point where they're saying, you know what, I mean, this is 240 to count the underrepresented people, the underrepresented peoples, in regards to using this kind of methodology. So that's the way I would address and support, you know, asking you to support this motion, and you take a position to December the 31st, and then we will revisit it, see where we're at.
Can I go over these two motions on the table? And I don't know.
We'll get the votes of them. I'll tell you what they are.
There's two motions on the floor.
Well, there's a motion and there's a motion to postpone it. It's on the floor.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
so
can I, as a person who proposed that motion, speak?
Let me.
No, we have a stack.
Okay.
We have
about
6 minutes.
I'm going to take about another 10 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. I lost track of what I wanted to say, so I'll get. Anyway, I know what I wanted to say. It's saying to December of this year, and for us, you know, it's bordering us supporting 40 and, you know, I guess I will have to say it, George, bias mythology that does not include all the underrepresented people, in particular Latinos and African Americans.
I have a point of information, if anybody can answer it. Do you know whether the Arbitrons come back in terms of breaking it down by ethnicity, that they tell you that...
No.
It's just total number of listeners. And
the Arbitrons that I've seen has to be a total number of listeners and
okay.
Their graphs.
Okay. Let's see, Margie. Margie, then Alex, then Benito. Then Akane, I'll put you on for to defend postponing it.
Well, I completely agree 100% with Lawrence on the action to support the investigation and judgment of the court, or, you know, bringing this case and trying to get a remedy to it. So I'm behind that. I mentioned the use of it. I was being my practical self in that I have looked at those sheets. I don't compare us to a large major commercial radio station, but we are able to look at our public radio station and compare it to other public radio stations in town. If we see we're losing listener subscribers, I think that's important information. If we have to go write a grant and we can say we're one of the strongest community radio stations, that's important to us. So that was my point. So I completely understand our mission of representing diverse, underrepresented communities. So I was just throwing that out there, that when I read them to compare our station to Lake Station. There are some. So that's all I have to say on the issue. For the first person.
Alex, then Benito, then Ancanay, and I heard Russell, but we're going to be running out of time soon, so
yeah, I just
we'll have to figure out what we want to do with that. Okay, Alex, go ahead. Alex?
Maybe he's taking a point of
We can't hear you, Alex. Are you muted? Okay, Benito, you go ahead, and if Alex comes back on, I'll put him on after you.
Well, essentially, I want to agree with Lawrence and Russell. This corporation has been found to discriminate, if I understood correctly. There ain't two ways about that. Either they discriminated or they didn't. And the court has found that they have. So, as far as I'm concerned, the issue is closed. How can we use an instrument that has been found to be faulty and expect to get any kind of reputable kind of result? So, now, I also hear what Margie and I don't remember somebody else is arguing, that, you know, for fundraising purposes, you know, funding proposals or whatever that may be, it may be in our interest to use the faulty information that exists. Yeah, I mean, I can see that as well. You know, and so maybe there's a way if we can modify the most, I would just simply propose maybe, and I don't know, I don't have enough information to make it, but maybe we need a friendly amendment of some sort to essentially say that support the essential motion, and maybe at the bottom say, well, for purposes of, you know, fundraising proposals, funding proposals, whatever, you know, we'll use this whenever, we'll use Arbitron whenever it's in our interest, you know, something along those lines, right. But without something that does not go against the spirit of the motion.
Okay, that was you back. We're at 10:30, which is when we're supposed to adjourn. We have a motion on the floor, which is from Lawrence, which is essentially to approve the KPFK motion. Am I correct, Lawrence? And forward it to the PNB. And Ancanay wanted to postpone, presumably till the next meeting, action on doing that to give us some time to look at it. Now, do we want to extend time to continue this discussion or not?
Motion.
I move that we extend.
So we have a motion to extend time for how long?
5 minutes.
Well, let's see. Benito made the motion. Benito, how much time?
Yeah, I would say 10 minutes, but go ahead. Whatever.
I can't do it.
Okay.
I have to move on.
You have to go, Janet?
Yeah, I will, and I want to get the motion straight, so. If we could do 5, I can do that.
Whatever works.
Okay. Is there an objection to extending time for 5 minutes? Okay. Hearing none. All right, Kenny, go ahead. You have the floor.
Yes, hi. I just want to say that the reason why I wanted to read this case is to see about how much variable statistically is this making a difference. Like for instance, it's by minus 10 plus 10, like 10%, 5% is a variation from what it would be if there's any, maybe there's not even in there. So there's some like questions that could be answered that we are all asking, but by looking at the case. And then also, sometimes when they're ruling on cases like this, they're ruling on part of something, but not all of it, not entirety. So my question is also, and these are just questions. I'm very concerned. I want you to know. I'm very concerned, and I think we should do something about this, but I think we can make a more educated guess by looking at whether is this, should we throw out the whole thing, or does the station managers, for instance, during fund drive, can look at the entire number and we'll give them some kind of an idea, general idea. During fund drive, we had 100,000 listeners. Other times, we have 150. We're losing listeners. That kind of questions, you know, that I'm concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. If nobody has that concern, they'll just that postpone it just for me. I'll just abstain. And I have to go in 5 minutes, so I'm late to a workshop. So.
Okay, Russell.
Yeah,
can you put me on the stack, George? Okay, but we have 3-4 minutes. Go ahead,
Russell. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'll be real quick. I hear what you're saying, Akina. I still think we should vote on the motion. You know, there's no way of knowing right now anyway, because the way that these things have gone, and this is not a new case. This is a new case in California, but this has been being, like Alex said earlier, been being argued for years now. Since they instituted this new thing, the PPM, maybe 2 years ago or so. So this has been being discussed and argued about pretty vigorously in different areas. But I think it's very important, and I don't think there's any real way to know if it's 10% or plus or minus 10% right now. And just to really quickly address that thought, I won't do that. I'll stop there. I just wanted to.
Okay, Lawrence, I think I'll give you the final say. Go ahead.
Okay, just real briefly, Akine, Priceless, this has been thrown out of court already, and it was not completely thrown out of court. It was defer for corrective action and for remedy in regards to the way people meters are used. And in regards to getting the avatons, as an LSB member, Akine, you're entitled to look at those avatons from the GM, from the KPFA GM.
Okay.
Okay.
We're out of time. The motion on the floor was from Lawrence, which is to support forwarding the KPFK motion to the PNB. Is that correct, Lawrence?
Is that as simple as it is? Forwarding?
Yes, with a recommendation to support it.
And let me, KPFK motion to Pacifica. Wait a minute.
Right. That's right.
And that motion roughly is, let me get this, see if I've got this right, that Pacifica will not use the Arbitron services until such time as they correct their sampling bias, which should come before the courts on December 31st.
Right. Is that correct, Lauren?
Is that right?
Okay. Before that.
So that's the sense of it.
Yeah.
And then there's a motion to postpone. And we'll take the vote on that first. Is there any objection to postponing? I'm sorry. Is there any objection? Okay. So I'm going to take a vote on postponing. Yes to postpone, no to not postpone. Okay, Russell.
Yes to postpone, no to not?
Yes.
So then, no, I don't want to postpone.
Okay. Benito.
Yes.
Yes, you want to postpone?
Yes.
Ankine.
Yes.
Wesley.
No.
Janet.
I guess no.
Let's see. Ollie.
Yes.
Um, Margie.
Yes.
Henry. Henry, are you there? If you're muted, sorry, I said no. Okay. I vote yes. And Alex, are you still there? Alex? Okay. Janet, do you have the count?
I didn't vote.
No, I don't have the count. We can go over it very...
Okay, Lawrence, I didn't vote for you yet?
No.
I'm sorry, Lawrence,
sir.
Yeah, no.
Lawrence is no.
Lawrence, no.
Okay.
So. Russell, no. Benito, yes?
Right.
And George, yes. And Russell, and I voted no. I could just as easily abstain, though, I must say, because if the will of this body is... it doesn't matter to me, really. I think the... All right, who else is there?
Wesley,
no. And one more. There was...
I get a no.
Sorry, who?
I get five no's and four yeses.
I got five yeses.
No, I'm missing one yes.
Okay.
Here.
Tanita,
Ali is a yes?
Why don't we just do the vote again?
Let me do it.
Good.
Okay. Benito.
Postpone, yes.
Okay. Ankeny.
Yes.
Wesley.
No.
Janet.
No.
Russell.
No.
Ali.
Yes.
Margie.
Yes.
I think yes, let's get it.
Henry.
No.
No.
Me. Yes. Lawrence.
No.
No. Alex, are you here?
No, it's a tie.
Okay, it's 5-5. That means the motion to postpone fails.
Okay.
And so we have now the motion in front of us, which is to forward the KPFK motion to the PMB with a recommendation to pass it. I'll take the vote again on that. Benito?
Well, I wanted to ask, I know this is not answering your question, George, but I was trying to propose earlier, and I still would like to propose that maybe there's a way to include a friendly amendment by Marjorie or whoever, to deal with their concerns in a way that does not harm the spirit of the motion.
It is true. Benito did propose that as an amendment, and it's reasonable. I kind of second it. Can we just amend it to say, so we really should have considered Benito's amendment.
Just a minute. How do you want to amend it, Benito?
I'm not so sure that I know. I don't have enough information. Maybe Marjorie or whoever else probably, maybe y'all know. All I know is that it seemed like several concerns that were raised that seemed to be legitimate. Let's not spite our nose, you say it, cut your nose, spite your face or something. I think we need to support the motion. But maybe there's a way how to do that, and at the same time,
Russell, did you want to make a suggestion?
Yeah, I just suggest that we make the motion exactly as Lauren says and add, in the relevant places, except for we can't use Arbitron for making programming decisions, but for uses for fundraising or grant writing or the kinds of things that Margie had in mind, it's fine.
What a cynical motion.
Whatever. It's a way to accommodate that concern, which I hear what that is.
Okay, so we're out of time. When the motion to postpone fails, the main motion comes up on the floor again, and it is amendable if we weren't out of time. Do we want to extend time for another 5 minutes to talk
not
about
me.
This?
No.
I'm sorry, I have to go on.
I hear that we're not going to be able to do that. So,
in effect, it got postponed.
Okay. It did get postponed.
In effect, it got postponed.
So, Lawrence, you're supporting postponing?
No, I'm supporting 5 minutes, extension of 5 minutes.
Okay. Why don't we just ask, like, if there's any objection to the amendment?
Is there any objection to the amendment?
Yeah, I think it's very cynical.
Okay, so there is.
Can I speak to it, George? Margie? Or whatever. I don't find it cynical. I find it a way not to tie the hands of any development director. So that's how I would look at it. I think the amendment should be accepted, because what the amendment reads now is you're not to use them. When case in point, someone raising funds or getting funding would have to use them based on some guidelines. So I don't find it cynical at all.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Well,
yeah.
So
practical.
We're going to have to take a vote on that.
Okay.
So, Russell, repeat the amendment.
So, the amendment is that Arbitron can be used for fundraising and general reporting, but not for programming decision making.
Okay. So, let me call the roll quickly on that. Benito.
Yes.
Are we voting on the motion or the amendment?
The amendment.
This is the amendment. Amendment. Okay.
Benito
is yes.
Ankeny.
Yes.
Ankeny says yes.
Wesley.
Yes.
Janet.
I have to abstain.
Okay. Russell.
Yes.
Ali.
Abstain.
Margie.
Yes.
Henry.
Yes, reluctantly.
Me. I'll abstain. Lawrence.
No, I have to support my LSB. No.
Lawrence, yes.
And Alex is not here, I think.
Right.
Okay. So I get 7 votes for and three opposed. Is there any objection to the motion as amended?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, we will forward that to the PMB next time.
Okay.
Thank you all for staying in and hanging in there and for the good work done tonight. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.